EO was cracking, guys. You read that title correctly. We're doing some 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Since longer form videos are what I prefer to do, I want them to be longer. It's better for the channel, better for everybody. We're doing two clips today. One of them doesn't matter. One of them is just added in there so I could make the video longer. I'm going to keep it real with you. The first one is, Brandon and Mary are having a baby. Who gives a shit? Who are they? What I'm really doing this for is what you read the title for. 2,500 women have slept Sarper's bed. 2,500 women have slept Sarper's bed. Not a sentence. He's lying as well. That's not even possible. That is so many. That's a good margin of the population. Like, of your area, 2,500. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them. Obviously, I also don't watch the show. So let's hop right into this shit, shall we?
Ready?
Okay.
My worst fucking nightmare, dating an Asian. Just kidding. What's up with the fake Gucci pillows, dude? This guy looks like the main character in a school shooting video game.
Don't worry, I wipe it.
I wish you didn't. I was about to suck it right off. I love your piss.
It's both positive, see? Yeah. This is the new one.
So, what the hell is this? It means you have COVID? Why the fuck aren't you wearing a mask next to me?
Yeah.
We're having a baby now.
Where?
Starts putting her in a headlock. He's like, shh, shh, shh. This guy is, not thrilled. At all.
Last night, I take my first pregnancy test and I found out that I'm pregnant. And it's a blessing, so I'm happy for it.
Yeah, blessing for that green card. Oh, wait, this is 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Not really sure what that means, but that's what she's still in it for, even if she doesn't get one. I haven't really heard this guy talk, but you want to have a kid with him? He doesn't have good genetics. Look at these eyebrows.
I'm just done showering and I took a pregnancy test and it came out positive.
Imagine seeing that on someone's Snapchat story. Just like, I don't give a shit. Why'd you film that? This is all gonna be on camera anyway, bitch. Yeah, I know TLC makes them vlog.
I'm so happy. Brendan is sleeping right now, so I can't tell him.
Yeah, he thinks he's having a nightmare right now. Babe, I had the worst nightmare. I heard you talking to a camera that you're pregnant. Thank God I was sleeping.
I'm very happy and I'm so excited.
I'm sure we'll be a good parent, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I just decided to do another pregnancy test when he's awake so I can show it to him and make sure that I am pregnant.
Cool, this sucks. This is fucking boring. Why did I think this would be fun? Oh, because it's a clip to entice people to watch their hour-long television show. You want to watch them be wholesome? Hey, I'm pregnant. Nice. Somebody hit somebody!
So, how are you feeling?
Fucking pissed.
I don't know how I'm feeling. I just can't believe you're pregnant.
Are you happy or...
I am happy. It's just...
Yeah, dude, not a good answer. Even if you don't know how you're feeling, it's called lying. I'm happy about this. No, this is what I wanted. Yeah.
Let me process this.
Well, it happened, so the baby is here now. In my tummy, so...
The baby is not here. What the fuck are you talking about? You got about 3 months till you can get rid of that motherfucker, okay? And in some countries, you have till they're 18 years old.
I know that I want to wait until marriage before having sex, but I changed my mind because when Lolo is gone, I feel so confident and Brandon is here now in person and I really love him. And...
I wanted to wait till marriage to have sex, but then I decided against it. You know what? Hell isn't that bad. Fuck it. This guy's worth eternal suffering, you whore. I'm just kidding. Like, if I ran into a virgin my age, I'd be like, oh, you smell. Probably.
I feel ready to give my all to him. You know, we're humans.
What? Why'd you say that? Why would you even say that out loud? You know who doesn't say that? Humans. This bitch is an alien. She's one of the lizard people who runs this country. Were you saying we're humans because, you know, humans all make mistakes, just like that kid you just made? Got him. All right, next clip. That one loser has sex once and gets her pregnant. This guy slept with 2,500 women and has never had an STD. I cannot wait to see this because the first frame is of his girlfriend. And I love her. Wish I could remember her name, though, but not like that's important.
Babe, what is happening with your bed?
That is still your old bed.
I'm looking at this, I go, yeah, that's gross. But the pillows cover it when you sleep on it. You know, it's like, that's a lot of work to fix the bed. But you really want such an ick factor right before you fuck a chick? Like, imagine just getting relaxed, moving your arm across the bed, and you just feel this leather just, like, scraping your arm. You still turned on?
Before I came here, I said, please get a new bed because I don't want to sleep in a bed that other women have slept in.
I'm so happy it's my bed, baby.
The only way it would be okay for her to say that in my world is if he's making a fuckload of money. I told you to get a new bed. Yeah. And I didn't. I want to be in one that girls haven't slept in. Well, then you're going to have to buy it. There were also women in this room. Should I get new walls?
Why are you happy with this bed? What is there to
I'm
be happy about?
I'm sleeping there for 10 years, baby. And so it's so comfortable. I sleep well. I wake up well.
10 years? But okay, buddy, it is time for a new bed, actually. God, that would have been such a perfect time for a sponsor right now. One day.
No,
what's
honey,
about that? What's about
this
that?
This is not okay.
About a month before I moved to Turkey, Sarper told me that he had been with about 2,500 women.
Is this even possible? Let's just be nice with this, okay? Let's say he's 30 years old. He's more than 30 years old. And he started having sex at 18. That's 12 years times 52 weeks equals 624. 2,500 divided by 624 is 4 women a week for 12 years. Nope. No. It's not possible. Unless this dude is just fucking anything. But I mean, if you are at a significantly high number, this guy has a sex addiction. So people with sex addictions, from what I've met from people who have it, will just fuck anything. But I did the math. Do you know how much work that is? 4 different women per week. 16 women a month. Good luck getting a headache just thinking about it.
And I thought it was a typo. I'd never even heard of anyone being with half that many people.
Yeah, because they haven't. Unless this guy like routinely goes to a brothel and is like, I'm going to fuck all 30 of them here. All right. And I'm going to come back and do it again tomorrow.
I just really hate the mental image of wondering what caused the headboard to look the way that it does. So we need to have a fresh start and a fresh mattress.
A fresh start? Girl, his penis probably has maggots. Are you kidding me? This guy has a new STD and it's named after him. This guy's using more rubber than NASCAR.
That's gross, and I'm not gonna sleep there.
So what's wrong with my bed?
Everything.
Hey, buddy. Look at you, Mr. Metrosexual. More metrosexual than me. What do you mean, what's wrong with the bed? As if you didn't look at it and go, that's embarrassing, before she got there. Like, how can you be in this good of shape and not see what's wrong with the bed?
There's, like, been a lot of women that have slept in this bed and it's rotting. It's,
baby,
like,
it's
falling
normal,
apart.
What cares? Normal. Okay, I admit it. It is old. It is 12 years old. And used a lot.
This guy's fucking disgusting. Dude, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I don't care if it's a guy or a girl. A super high body count to me is gross. Like, this guy has been inside of over 1,000 women. People are disgusting. Like, how are you even successful with that type of number? Like, how do you have time to do anything else? This guy should sell a dating course.
But we have a lot of other things. We are planning to share our life together. I mean, what is bad?
Did he say what is bad or what is bed? Well, for your girl, those words are both pretty synonymous. But see, she doesn't want just a new mattress. She wants a new, like, whole bed frame bed. Better be chipping in. Yeah, it's our bed that we are going to pay for. Feminism.
I came all this way to sleep on the couch, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You should have done what I said. What?
I get, to a degree, where she's coming from, but grow the fuck up for, like, a night. One night, just shut up. Yeah, I don't care how hot you are. Shut the fuck up. We'll get a new one tomorrow. You really want to sleep on the couch? Like, he probably washed those sheets this year. Maybe. Yeah, guys don't wash sheets or our hands. So keep that in mind.
Oh my God.
I literally told you like 3 times to get a new bed.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Clearly, he doesn't take it seriously when I tell him to do something. So he's going to find out now.
Excuse me, bitch. What? Whoa. Yeah, she's hot. Not hot enough to say that. Hey, he's fucked 2,500 women. You think you're going to be able to tell him what to do? He's just going to be like, leave. No, go. Go ahead, leave. I'll have the girl I'm about to fuck pick you up. He's going to find out now. Oh, what are you going to do? Not fuck him? Oh, no. He has such a hard time finding sex. I want to know if every guy feels the same way that I felt and the same way he feels. Because he went, God, give me patience. You know, he's like, oh, what did I get myself into? Oh, boy. She's going to act like this at a restaurant.
Okay, your bed is ready.
And if he wants to sleep in his gross bed, he can do that. Or he can join me on the couch. I don't care. But all I know is I'm not sleeping in that bed and we...
Wait, hold on, wait. You know all that shit I said about her? Yo, dude, why didn't he buy a new fucking bed? This guy's an idiot. God damn. I think I'm tearing up a little bit here. She's right. Whatever she's saying, she's fucking... You don't deserve this. I can't believe he's treating you this way. You know, you're smart. You should leave him. Dude, if she walked out wearing that, I would have sprinted to the mattress store. I would have bought a franchise of a mattress store. I'll get you a new bed every day. Oops, did I accidentally skip back 10 seconds? Oh, no.
But all I know is I'm not sleeping.
Jesus Christ! Did anybody else just get criminally horny? Hold up, I didn't hear what she said right there. I'm going to have to go back another 10 seconds.
But all I know is I'm not sleeping. I have to get a new one as soon as possible.
Fuck. Thumbnail, just so I have an excuse to screenshot it again. I'm sweating right now. That changes everything. Stay on track. Keep it going. All right. Does she have an OnlyFans? Nope. No, keep it going. I'd marry her. She have a sister? I would suck her dad's dick just to look at her in person. Okay, how was this episode? Let's recap. He's an idiot. He should listen to everything she says. No, she's a bitch. That's crazy. I see why she acts the way she does now. Do you know how hard it would be to say no to her asking you something looking like this? Hey, can I have a new car? What the fuck? Of course. I was thinking the same thing. Have I done anything wrong? I'm sorry if I have. No, but that's crazy. Her being like, when he doesn't listen to me, he's about to find out. Like, usually that would be enough for a guy, right? But if this guy's fucked so many chicks, like I said before, he's not gonna care or shouldn't. If she threatens to leave, there's not a lot of leverage. Because he probably fucks chicks that look like her all the time. Because he's like the guy version of her. I would bet anything he's had Botox. Nothing wrong with that, I'm just saying. Guy version of her. A new mattress is crazy, but that fucking bed, frame, board, backboard, whatever, gross. Heinous, even. I cannot believe he bagged so many chicks with that bedboard. Backboard. Basketball. Like, no girl saw that and was like, oh. Oh. Because kind of like how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if he leaves it like that, what else is going wrong? Comment down below what you guys think. She should be the president. I would vote for her. I'd also vote for you, too. I fucking love you guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate it so fucking much. Yo, did you know that I do stand-up comedy and post every single set on my second channel, youtube.com/Mark Harsky? I have one filmed. Hopefully, I'll have enough time to post it today. If I don't, I will be posting it tomorrow, a new episode of The Comedian. The Comedian is a series that follows me doing open mics to the fucking top. Like, you get to watch open mic 1 and see how embarrassingly terrible it was. And then you could just keep watching it and seeing it progress. Like on the channel, I have like a sold out show me and my homies did. Like, this is never going to work. It working out pretty well and quickly is pretty cool to see, because I don't think anybody's ever documented an entire stand-up career before, and I think people might be interested, like, what goes on behind the scenes of stand-up comedy. Like, I show the entire set, then I podcast breaking down how the set went. The videos are pretty backlogged, though. Like, the episode that's coming out today or tomorrow was filmed in April, which is not good because I need to be reviewing my stand-up more. So I'm going to try to get back to posting 3 times a week on there. It's just tough with doing longer videos and having to do stand-up and all that shit. So if you want to see some shit like that, youtube.com/markarski. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.